You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 20.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Dr. Kate Siner. Kate provides world-class personal growth mentoring and retreats, coaching certification, and business development for a select group of value-driven lifestyle entrepreneurs and organizations who are passionate about building healthy lives and highly profitable businesses that create an extreme positive impact in the world.
Welcome, Kate. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on Mindful Marketing. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I would love to hear your personal story behind your entrepreneurial and personal development mentorship that you have and how you turned that passion into a business.
Yeah. So let's see, there's a couple different elements that really contributed to my work. One was I actually grew up in an entrepreneurial family. So it was kind of almost a foregone conclusion that I would start my own business, at least somewhere deep inside. I really have not had many jobs. I've actually more worked for myself successfully and unsuccessfully. I actually spent a really long time figuring out how to get the word out there about my business. My interest in this area, health, wellness, personal development, started when I was really young. I was probably about 15 years old when I was in a library and I started picking out some books, and I picked out meditation and psychology and probably something else on art. And I continued to pursue that throughout all of my high school years. Once I got out, even though I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, that was where my interests were leading me. And eventually I decided to become a massage therapist. And at that time, I knew that I wanted to have my own massage therapy practice, but I actually knew basically nothing else about how to run a business. So I did what I think a lot of people do in not knowing. I just, well, whatever, I made my business cards and I, you know, got a sign and I put my space together, and I just really had no idea how to take my next steps. It was a vacuum where there needed to be a lot of information about how to grow my business. So that was not successful. My first run of that was not successful. I did get some clients, but it definitely made me more aware of the fact that I needed to educate myself in that way. And what happened over the years as things grew is I started studying marketing as well as psychology, but I started studying marketing and promotion and really learning more and more how to speak about my work, and get it out there. And what I noticed is something that I heard you say as well, which is that people in this field often don't know. They have wonderful skills. They can offer so much to the world, and they really don't know how to get that clear enough, their messaging clear enough, their marketing materials clear enough, so that they can get the word out there. And I also think that people in the healing fields or the mindfulness wellness area need to be able to do that in a way that feels really right for them, feels really in alignment with them. So part of what I do is I help people be able to develop businesses that have as much of a healing effect as the actual work that they're doing inside of them.
That's great. I know that's, it's all about, I think I love to hear it, especially my law of attraction clients always talk about the icky in marketing and how do you take it out so that you feel right with what you're doing. That's so important.
Yes.
Absolutely. So then how did you start marketing yourself? What was the turning point when you, that's great. I love, we always start here. We have a business card. We're in business. Let's go. So what was your, we'll say your first marketing lesson that you taught yourself that you started to see things work?
Oh, okay. So, I mean, a very interesting story, I think, from earlier on is I had created a brochure for myself and I'd actually shown it to a friend of mine. And she said, it was perfect. She said, don't you think that you want to be like a little bit more professional? And at the time, I mean, I was crestfallen and it was such a good moment for me to kind of like wake up a little bit and realize that I needed to take myself seriously. And a lot of times I think that that is, you know, a kind of a first step in this is like what, you know, taking yourself seriously to create a professional face for your business that's in alignment with the type of business that you want to have and the level of business that you want to have. So that was a moment where I woke up. But when I really started getting a handle on the marketing piece, I mean, I really believe that what we teach, we usually struggle with a lot. And so one of the areas that I really struggled with was my own messaging. I'm an integrative practitioner. I work both on the personal development side and the business development side. And in the coaching industry, those tend to be very separate. And starting or figuring out how to get across the more the nonlinear, the intuitive components of what it was that I was doing in a marketing message was so incredibly challenging. And when I finally started to get that together, it's like this whole process of unfolding. When I finally started to get together, the exciting part about it is there's so much energy behind it. I mean, if you're a practitioner of any kind and you're used to thinking in terms of energy, I mean, really the sensation of getting your marketing message right is like just opening up a huge current, a huge channel for moving your business out into the world, for creating the momentum behind your business.
Yeah, they have to know what we're saying and who we are, right, to come to us.
Yeah, and a lot of times what people do as practitioners is they emphasize their modalities. They talk about, they're an expressive arts therapist or, you know, they're a certain type of coach or whatever. And nobody really cares about modalities. We do as practitioners. We think they're really cool. We like to talk about them. But when it comes down to actual clients, they are really looking at the benefits. What are they going to get out of the services that we provide? And just that small switch, which makes a huge difference in the amount of response that you'll get to your marketing materials.
Right. Find the problem and how we're going to solve it. And if we can show them the solution, then they understand. Absolutely. So what is your best marketing strategy that you use in addition to your messaging to get your word out there?
Okay. I would say that my best marketing strategy is actually when I'm teaching. So that would be speaking in workshops. I do really well demonstrating my work. and people can feel what it is that I can do when they're in my sphere. So usually, I mean, even if you, you know, no matter what you look at, the more contact, the more direct contact that you have with people, the more likely and the more quickly they are to become customers. So especially as you are, you know, starting out and throughout your entire business, I think that getting in front of people and having them experience you is definitely the most effective.
That personal contact, you just can't replace that no matter how you look at that. So who is your ideal client and how are you finding them?
My ideal clients are intelligent, motivated, dedicated to their personal development. They care about making a difference in the world. I say that they care about as much as making a difference in the world as they do about making money. And so one is not a, they're not willing to sacrifice one for the other in either direction. Usually they are intuitive and creative. So that's not always the case, but I would say that it is the majority of my clients. And as far as how I find them, a lot of people I work with on a business development level are practitioners in some way. So whether that's, you know, a massage therapist or a coach or what have you, they're working with people in that way and they're looking how to be able to up-level their business and a lot of times be able to balance out what they're giving to the world with what they're receiving back. So I do a lot of educating healers on how you can't really create healing if you are taxing yourself, if you are not receiving and getting reimbursed well for what it is that you're offering to the world.
That exchange of energy. We forget money is energy. Bring it in so you can send it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you think that is the biggest challenge for mind, body, spirit practitioners and people in our community? Or are you seeing something else? Since you're in there deep with them in their business, what are you seeing is the biggest challenge for most people in mind, body, spirit?
The biggest challenge for people in this, I would say that we've touched upon some of them. I think one is first really making it very clear what it is that they're offering. Kind of taking some of that more intuitive, the more nonlinear, and really making it very digestible for people. I would say second is, and this is where the personal development overlaps with the business, a lot of healers are needing to do more healing work on themselves, right? So if we stop doing our healing work as we're moving it out into the world, then we start to create these imbalances in our business. And one of those would be, say, working harder than you're actually getting reimbursed. People giving away their services, being underpaid. And this comes from a really good heart place sometimes. But I think that it's very detrimental. Along with that goes care, self-care, being able to strengthen the practitioner and the business as much as giving that to the outside world. So really making sure that you're maintaining both parts of that. Let me see if I can think of something else that I think is really an important thing. Undervaluing, I mean, that overlaps with that completely, but I see a lot of people undervaluing their work and underestimating how they could be reimbursed for it.
Everyone gets so nervous with that, the value of themselves. And we have to realize we are the most valuable thing. And if we're solving someone's problem, that's the greatest gift you can give them. So that is value there. And we seem to forget that. It's amazing.
Yeah, I see it. It's just the things that come naturally for people a lot of times, you know, or the things that they can take for granted, say, well, that's so easy for me, or it comes so naturally for me that then why should I be reimbursed for that? You know, it's backwards. It's like if it comes easily for you and you're so good at it, that is being exceptional and you should be reimbursed more for what it is that you're offering.
Absolutely. So in your marketing, how are you distinguishing yourself from, say, other coaches in the same arena? Do you have a special little, trick or something we should know to make sure that we make ourselves stand out against others?
Yeah. Okay. So you definitely want to pay attention to, you know, who your ideal clients are and focusing on them and making sure you're communicating directly with them. You want to make sure that you're not a generalist, you know, so that you have a specific personality and an approach and focus. And for me, the way that I do that is, well, there's a few different things. So one is my business development side is really more on the lifestyle entrepreneur. I'm looking at people who want to create an overall positive life for themselves, positive impact for the world, and success in their business. And that's a specific type of person. So, you know, where some, say, coaching models are going to be about developing the biggest business that you possibly can, and, you know, doing that sort of, I call it the Walmart version of things. that is a way that I distinguish myself. I'm more boutique, I'm more quality oriented, and more exclusive, and more geared towards the whole life, very and healing focused. And so, and then as far as like the personality piece of things, so you're going to make a decision about whether you're going to be promoting your business or, you know, whether you are kind of the personality, you know, you're promoting you. And, you know, there's a little bit of a distinction as far as the way that you're going to be communicating with people. And so my business is really set up more on a personality brand. And part of what I have on my side is I'm intellectual. I'm also a healer and I'm also a creative. So it's a combination of things that I can do as far as ways that I can reach people and talk to people. And I'm also a combination of, I'm a little edgier, a little bit artsier than a lot of people that are in the healing field. So for me, some of the tenets that people like live by, I will challenge them. Not in the sense that I don't believe in them. I do believe them in many ways. I just believe that they've been used as sort of blanket statements, and I'll, you know, qualify what it is that I think is being said. And that also makes me a little bit more distinct. There's some of what I do is more nuanced than other people in the field. So that's how I've chosen to kind of distinguish myself.
I like that. And to drive a point home, whether you're promoting a business versus a personality, because it really is a difference on which direction you go, and to pay attention to that. That's such a key point.
Yes.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you have your teachings and your workshops and stuff that you're doing, and that's really where people connect with you. When you're at your live events, are those already your customers, or are you then taking them and turning them into leads? And how is that working for you?
Okay. So most of the time, that is a way that I'm generating leads. So I'm not talking about programs that I'm doing. I'm talking about marketing, right? So programs that I'm doing, those are obviously already my clients. And we'll just push that to a side. When I'm going out and doing a speaking or I'm offering a workshop, that's a marketing tool. So I'm specifically there to engage with people and to create new relationships and to, you know, add people to my list. So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm collecting all the leads from an event, and those are going into my database. And the other thing that I'm doing is being really clear, kind of more to the law of attraction kind of things. I'm getting really clear before I go in there about, you know, what it is that I'm holding, what my intention is, who my ideal clients are. I really believe that the more intentional that we can be as we go about our marketing, the more successful it is. I don't have a model where I just try to get as many people on my list as possible. It doesn't feel good for me. And I don't see that having people who aren't interested in my service on my list, I don't see that really being of benefit. So I'm not working maybe as hard as some people are at events to just get people in that way. I am looking to make really strong connections with people, and specifically to make those connections with people who will benefit from my services. And that is always my intent. I'm more likely to disqualify because of my business model earlier on. And that, you know, is something specific when I'm working with people and I'm developing marketing strategies and, you know, lead generation strategies. I'm looking very much at who they are as a person, the type of business, the type of client that they have, and then what are the methods that are going to work best for them. This is actually an incredibly important point, because people will teach you business strategy that works for them. And that's wonderful. And it might work for you. And there are some standard things, like you want to capture leads and you need to do follow-up and reach out to people and you need to ask people for sales and things like that. There are things that you absolutely need to do, but how you do them needs to be in alignment with who you are, the way that you're doing your business. And then that will generate the most amount of clients for you.
The alignment of who we are and what we want to be out there is so important.
It's super important, because you see people all the time and they're working their butts off to get clients in. They're doing it the way that they're told, but the way that they're told is so disconnected from the type of business that they're running. And then they wind up like burnt out and they don't get enough response to it and all of that kind of stuff. Another thing that happens is people's personal development issues really, really get in the way of, you know, developing new client relationships, getting new clients on board, whether it's the lead, you know, getting a new lead, or it's the sales process. That's another place that really needs to be fixed.
Right. And then there's always that feeling when you're out of alignment, you get that sinking feeling in your stomach and you're like, oh, I don't want to send that email, or, oh, I don't want to call them. And that's the worst spot to be in.
Yeah, it is. And then being able to determine, are you in that place with that sinking feeling in your stomach? Because the way that you're doing it, your actual approach is off, or is it providing you another type of information? So like starting to be able to discern between, you know, our emotions that are helping us unfold our business and our emotions that are signifying that we have something going on beneath the surface that we need to address so that we can continue to move our business forward.
So in your marketing, are you using social media a lot, and how are you using it?
I use social media a fair amount. I use it consistently. So probably it's about 3 posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, probably a few more on Twitter on a daily basis, kind of a consistent messaging. Facebook at this point in time, paying for ads is useful in generating traffic. So generating traffic to your site, you can have a Facebook ad that drives traffic to your site. And then what I would say for people, I mean, if you're starting out, is you definitely want to have an opt-in on the front of your site so that you can begin to capture leads from there. You can definitely go and dialogue and comment on other people's pages. I am not a huge social media person. It's not my favorite. I do it as a consistent face. Not so much as I love this and this is just the way I want to communicate with my people. That being said, I think that it is important to at least have some social media presence, regardless of how you feel about it. Other people grow their businesses completely with social media. I mean, they are pros at it. And you really can do a lot. Now, that's social media. Now, if you're talking about like SEO, search engine optimization, things like that, also a very important thing at a certain point. But I really tell people, like, these issues, like these strategies, these are after you're making 6 figures a year. If you're talking below that, you don't have to worry. Post a little bit on social media. Get your image to look professional across all platforms. You know, begin to get your website, you know, optimized so that you at least have the right keywords in there. Your look is professional, all of that kind of stuff. That's really what you're doing on that basic level. Then as you're growing your business, you're going to be amplifying each one of those to grow your business.
How do you prefer to engage with your customers? Are you finding that they're coming to you in a specific medium versus another?
Well, I mean, once again, I do a lot of business by referral. And I generate a fair amount of traffic from my website, just people. I do a lot of outreach when it comes to like radio, telesummits. This podcast would be an example. So I'm out in the world in that way. And I do my presentations. So speaking and meeting people through presenting and workshops. Those are the ways that I generate clients. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. Can you tell me what level the majority of your listeners are? Because I can definitely focus what I'm saying towards sort of an income level. Do you?
They tend to be the individuals that are looking to get into the business, that are kind of, you know, they're kind of on the edge, or they're coaches that have been in it for a few months and they're just trying to take the next steps up. That's what I'm finding from the listeners.
Okay, great. Great. Yeah. So some of that stuff, like really we're not, you know, what happens a lot of times, this is another very valuable piece of information. What happens a lot of times is that people wind up developing aspects of their business too early on. You know, they're buying like extensive video programs or this a huge social media package or something like that. And so they're spending a lot of money. Especially in the coaching industry, but they're not actually getting the things that they really need, right? Getting clear about what it is that they're doing and how they're offering it, and getting in contact, direct contact with people who can become potential clients. That is the main thing people need to do.
I think that's so key, because like, you're right. You get so caught up in this social media, this, and there's a package here, and there's this person here. And it's like, when you boil it down, especially when you're starting out, it's you find your leads, you follow up, you close them.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, I know. I can't even tell you how many times it comes back to that like, and is that all there is for me to know? Well, yes, to troubleshoot those things. How can you get in front of more people? How can you be able to make connections and talk about what it is that you're doing in a way where they're really going to feel interested and engaged? And then, you know, how can you follow up and convert them into clients? And really listening and fine tuning that process is, you know, what you need in order to get started.
Absolutely. So I see you're an author and you have a ebook out there. Did you self-publish or did you go the traditional publishing route, or what were the experiences and lessons, better yet said, what were the lessons you learned about creating the book?
Okay. So long process. So I have a kind of like a guide that I created that's sort of more online. And that was my first foray into the whole thing. And it was more just like an online manual. It's an interactive PDF. In terms of book, it's probably could be a book according to some people and some books that are out there. But I chose to keep it as a guide, to have something that I would be able to give to people where they could walk themselves through the process. So I've always believed in accessibility, and partly because I didn't start with a ton of resources, I like to make things available to people, regardless of where they are. And so books allow me to do that. And when I wrote my book, it really was about getting people the basic information that they need in order to work on their personal development. So here are the areas that you need to look. Here are some of the main questions that if you ask yourself, you know, will see a lot of growth in who you are. So that's what motivated my writing the book. And when I first published it, I published it independently, and it was actually a great process. I loved it. I think that it's super important to make sure that you have a professionally designed and laid out book. Don't do it yourself. And definitely to, you know, the cover needs to be designed. You definitely need to get someone, hire someone to edit it, multiple people to edit it. Even if you're good at that, I've done a ton of writing in my life. Editing is not my strength, but I have done enough editing and still it's like having multiple people go over it so that it becomes clearer and clearer. And it's well formatted. I said that, but I'll say that again. In general, if you're going to put a book out there, taking those extra steps and making it look professional is really the difference between having a lot of paper and having a book that you feel good about putting in the hands of other people. So yeah, what I did with that though recently is I took my book and I actually turned around and I published it. It's also self-publishing, but instead of going through like an independent place, I went through Balboa, which is part of Hay House. And my intention with that is really to just bring it into a different arena, to start to move some of my writing into a different arena. And oh, I have one more thing to say about self-publishing. Publishing, if you just want to have a book, yay, you can just get a book and it can be published and you may or may not sell any copies. If you want to sell a book, that requires a pretty advanced marketing strategy. So it's much more involved and either getting help and support in doing that or being capable of putting together an advanced strategy is what's necessary to actually get your book out there.
That's a great point. And that's even true if you're going through a traditional publisher, because they want you to, you're still marketing your item in your book. It's not just because you have traditional person behind you doesn't mean you can sit back and be like, hey, I'm done.
Yes, it is a lot of work.
Absolutely. So looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently?
You know, I find that question so interesting. You know, it's like the philosopher in me looks at it a bunch of different ways. If there is something that I would do differently, I would believe in myself more earlier. I would say that in any way that I've been limited in moving forward, it's been areas that I've doubted my perception of what is right, or where I thought that I needed to compromise because I couldn't at that time find someone who was a good model for me. And it really comes down to it. I don't really feel the need to change this or anything else about my past. However, that would definitely be something if I was looking at it and I wanted to move myself forward faster, that would probably be my key.
That's great. And as you move forward and continue to build out your platform, what are the next big steps for you?
I'm going more in the direction of media. So I haven't really made it onto TV at this point in time. So that's a direction I'm planning on going on, continuing to develop my speaking, presenting, getting on, you know, sort of better and better venues. And I would say that, I mean, as far as my marketing platform, that's what I continue to do. I'm always honing my message too. I mean, I'm always looking at how I can be clearer about what it is that I'm doing. And yeah, I think that's probably it. That's how I see myself moving forward in the marketing world right now.
That's great. We'll be looking for you on TV.
Yes.
And any last bit of advice to a listener who's trying to start their business, thinking about it, nervous about it, last bit of advice to them on how they should just follow their passion?
Well, I think that's really great advice right there. I believe that people need to be reminded to stick with it, that the progress isn't made quickly. For everybody who has an overnight success, there is a lot of work behind that and a lot of time behind that. And no matter how that was, whether they were active in the particular field or they were thinking about it or whatever, that it does take time for our ideas, and this is a creation, a business is a creation, for it to take form and to become what we want it to be. And that learning to love that process of unfolding, just like we can love the process and the unfolding of our personal life, is really where it's at. It is a lifestyle. It is a way of being in the world. And it's a beautiful thing to understand how to do something that you love and make money at it. It's a really, really fabulous skill, and it's worth it, even if it seems really hard at times.
It is. It is so worth it. There's nothing like waking up and being excited about what you're going to do today.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And you know, even sometimes terrified, you know, I say that can be just as good, in the sense that, like, being excited and loving what you do and knowing that you're going to do it. Yeah. And then some days it's like being challenged and knowing that you're stretching for something and you're reaching for something that, you know, didn't seem possible before is also wonderful. I mean, that's like, that is growth and healing and transformation. It's really, really fun, rich process.
Beautifully said. I like that fun, rich process, because you're right. It's just that expansion of who you are. But yeah, it could be terrifying as hell.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like people need to know that waking up in the morning and feeling terrified some days it's okay. It's okay. You know, try your best to get your head on straight. Remember what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it. Move forward. But, you know, the ups and downs are part of the process, and it's so, so worth it.
That's great. So you have given us such fantastic advice. If my listeners wanted to reach out to you and find out more about who you are, where would they find you?
KateSiner.com. So that's KateSiner.com brings you to my website. And on your website, you can actually see there's a place where you can sign up for a 3-part introduction, either on basic business building skills or on personal development skills, or you can sign up for both. But there's some video series that you can check out, get to know a little bit more about me, and then also get some really valuable, important information.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time. This has been just lovely, and the amount of information you've given has been fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to The Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.